Hey, 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 this is J.R. McNair, Velocity Radio. We are here at WeWork Tower Place in Atlanta, Georgia, doing some great things. We're having a holiday party, Christmas party in here. We're eating cupcakes and all that good stuff. So we're having a good time. And I met a wonderful person who is a member here at WeWork Tower Place. And she's doing some great work. When I walked by her and we spoke and she told me about her work that she was doing in media, I said, hey, we need to interview you. We need to talk to you. We need to let the people know about what it is that you are doing. And so we have Bonnie from Binge Network. Say hello, Bonnie.
Hello. Hello, everybody. We're karaoke-ing today, too,
yes,
at this party.
That's correct. Yeah. We are karaoke-ing. So, it's, you know, we're singing Christmas carols and everything. So,
yeah.
So it's going to be a lot of fun. Listen, you know, I'm very big on media. Of course, one of our divisions in our company is media. And, you know, of course, all the helping small businesses and entrepreneurs get in front of the people that they need to get in front of and to get the word out about their companies. And so it's very important to us, the whole media landscape, and giving people opportunities to share. And that's what your organization does. So tell us about who you are.
Okay.
And how you got started in doing this Binge Network distribution network.
Sure. So, as you said, my name is Bonnie Bruder, and I worked in tech and media for a few years, kind of right at the onset of the internet. And then I made a pivot and I worked in the personal development space. I toured for almost 20 years with celebrities like Tony Robbins, Harvey McKay, many others that most people are familiar with. And then I decided about 6 or 7 years ago that I was going to move to New York City, follow my dreams, and start a TV show.
Wow.
And the idea was to interview all of these amazing thought leaders that I'd met, you know, in my 2 decades and really tell their stories. And so I had no idea that that was one of the most hardest things to do, move to New York and start a TV show, or any idea of what I was doing. So, of course, that's what I did. I went to production school. I created a pilot, got a cable show on MNN Network.
Wow.
And over the years, we had over 700 guests on our show.
Wow.
And we told stories. And a couple things struck me. Number one, everybody said, you have the best job ever. I want a show.
Yeah.
And number two, we needed to make money. And so at the time, I was going to the overseas markets. I was selling these shows to what was called OTT. Back then, no one even knew what that was.
That's right.
And I was, you know, trying to be the next Oprah. So I was like, oh, another OTT contract.
Yeah.
And then, you know, over the years, it became very prominent and very important. And so about 3 years into our journey, we had 30 different distribution contracts and realized that our value as a company was in distribution, not in continuing to produce. And so we figured out a way to marry the technology together and have a front-end platform, which is now Binge Networks.
Okay.
And so our mission is to work with content creators, filmmakers, really anyone with a story that is telling it with video, and to help them get out there and to make money with that content.
Mm.
I'm also a filmmaker, and I was totally frustrated with, you know, putting your heart and soul and your paycheck into a film and then it taking years to monetize. And so we have really a switch we can flip, and we can get people making money same day that they come onto the platform.
Wow. That is amazing. I'm going to tell you something. You know, there's a lot of different models that are out there, but I don't know that I've ever saw a model quite like this that kind of blends it in this fashion. You know, there may be, I just don't know about it. I've spent a lot of time. We've had a couple television shows and of course our radio and everything we do on that. And I sit on a lot of film and television boards. And one of the things I always would talk to creators about was, y'all focus so much on the show that you don't focus on the business.
Yes.
And that's why it's called show business, not the business of show. You know, it's a business, show business, right?
It is.
And you have to understand the financials to make it sustainable. And so talk more about, because I just found that amazing that this makes money for these creators and they don't have to spend all of their lives trying to monetize something and go broke and say, oh, you know, I love doing this. It's a, you know, and it's more hobby than it is anything.
Yeah.
But talk about, you know, how you came up with this, and then, you know, how can creators actually get this going for themselves? Like, do they need to have already an audience base? I mean, you know.
Yeah, sure. So it's funny. It is a business, the show business, and that is something you forget. And if you've ever made a film or made a video series, you know it is business. Like, you're up at 4 a.m., you're spending every dime that you have, and you're hoping that people see this content. And unfortunately, you know, on a good day, somebody maybe gets a contract with Amazon Prime or Netflix, but unfortunately, you know, financially, that's not necessarily the end all be all.
That's right.
So we wanted to create a different way to do this. And it was from hearing these conversations and these frustrations in the industry that we created Binge. And so when people come to us, you know, we do charge a fee to build out their channel, to get distribution and syndication on 100 platforms and to build them white label apps. But we literally have found a way to circumvent like years and years and hundreds of thousands of dollars of having to go to these networks individually and get a rep and get your content on there. And then once you're up and running, you can do a subscription channel, you can do pay-per-view, you can do just straight ad revenue. And we act as an aggregator for your content. So we will put it in these databases that we have. And then anything from like CNN or ABC on down to a blogger that might be doing a show on, you know, karaoke-ing,
yeah,
and which we're doing today, if they use your video, you make some really decent money.
Okay.
An example, we have a partnership with Daily Motion. That's one of our 100 distributors.
Oh, wow.
And we had a video, and to be honest, it wasn't even that great. I don't want to say which one it was, but it was just something that someone put together with their iPhone, and it was on our platform, okay, but it had to do with a specific topic, and it was pulled into a Daily Motion advertorial, and it generated $7,300 that day in ad revenue.
Wow.
So we're not talking, you know, just like your YouTube, you know, most people make a few cents here and there, at least that's how I was.
It's ridiculous the amount of work you have to put in unless you're ultra or uber celebrity there, that you can't really make any money from it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we have Roku's one of our biggest distributors. We have 100 distributors. I didn't get to say that as part of Binge. So when you have a channel in Binge, you're syndicated on 100 different platforms under the Binge umbrella. And then we also build white label apps with Roku and Amazon Fire. And on Roku, you know, our apps are generating a couple $100 per month in ad revenue for our creators. So that over time adds up.
It does.
And it's really fun. Like, that's my favorite day, is writing commission checks, because I've been that person, you know, and I've received like 5 cents from a distributor, and you're like, you know, I spent $25,000 making that show.
That's right.
And so it's really fun to start to see this happen for people. We also just sold one of our shows. That's another thing. We've had networks approach us and say, hey, you know, we love this show, we want an exclusive. And that was really great, because we got a check, you know, up front for this small, you know, it was our first season, our first web series that they did. And it was enough to get them to produce, to start to produce season two. So it's a lot of fun.
That is amazing. I'm going to, you know, I have so many questions because one of my questions, production, you know, the creators really are there. Those are the ones that's focusing on production. Is there any standard that you all are setting as far as like what level of production, like what type of equipment they're using? Like, you know, because there's all different types of stuff that you can shoot with. And
definitely. So in the early days, it was basically like, if you had a video and a credit card that cleared, then you were a perfect client.
Yeah.
just being honest.
That's right.
Over the years, we've evolved tremendously, and we do have high standards for the content that we're bringing on. Uh-huh. We kind of see ourselves as being that in between, like Netflix that like 1 in a million people get in, and YouTube that's completely unvetted.
Yeah.
We want to be that middle tier for people that are putting work and effort and time and energy into their content, mm-hmm. but don't necessarily have to be, you know, the next Titanic or whatever the case is. And so in our view, you know, you'll go to the platform and you'll see some of the older stuff that we wouldn't take in the current market, because it's just not where we're at. But we also have contracts with Shoreline Entertainment and IndieCan Films, and you know, there's about 200 indie films that are on there that are really good quality and very well done. So we believe more in, you don't have to be the biggest, you know, fish in the sea, but as long as you're putting some effort, and that could mean, you know, if we were filming here with a Diva Light and two iPhones, that could be, you know, okay, as long as it's edited and cut properly.
That's right.
So yeah, we want to work with the serious creator that really wants to make a name for themselves.
Oh, wow. So, you know, I was one of the advisors for the Atlanta 48-hour project, the film projects that they do. And Deontay, when he was running it, and I remember when Gabe and them were running that. And it's a lot of work, and there's some good creators here. There are a lot of good creators, you know, but the thing is, they don't have a way to monetize anything, and they are, so they're having to do other jobs. So I'm doing this in hopes that I could, but that's a, I believe that was, and that was cool, I guess, for the 100 years or 50, 60, 70 years before.
Yeah.
But now with all this technology, I would have thought that, and where it, I believe, has to go for content creation. And this is not just with visual media. This is audio media. This is just how people are digesting entertainment or anything in that fashion. You have this in music where before it was only CDs. Now, and then they went to, you know, digital downloads. Now it is streaming and the change. But this, on this side of things, specifically with the video, it's taken a little longer for people to try to really figure out how can this really be monetized for the creators.
Yes. It's interesting. A couple of points there. So right before Designing Binge, we were still just doing our show. We were a TV show in New York City, and I was in Cannes at MIPCOM, and I sat in a room with the head of Disney and Fox and a few other networks, and I listened to them, and they were all panicking. The industry's changing. No one knows where it's going. We think it's going to OTT. And I listened, and I was like, I'm so small, I could pivot. I could do that tomorrow, you know, and that's really what started that trajectory in learning, and also just being that frustrated creator and in seeing, you know, because I come from a business background, I knew I had to make money. I wasn't just doing this as a passion.
Yeah.
But that's really what evolved and why we came to Atlanta. We started in New York. Our first 5 years were in New York City. And it's interesting there because everybody's doing something, right? I realized over the years, everywhere you go, every networking event, everyone's got a project. But when you peel back the layers, a lot of it was just ideas. Like it was, people were hustling and they're running, but they weren't really doing anything. And once I came to Atlanta and I saw the talent, the raw, like just amazing talent that's here with people actually doing a lot. Not to say people in New York aren't, but this was my experience.
No, totally.
It made a lot of sense for us to come here, and it's been amazing to see, you know, what is coming out of this city. It's absolutely incredible.
It is. I mean, but I think it's really here. We don't, it was like, the with us in Atlanta, it wasn't a lot of glitz and glamour. It was like, hey, you either show up, you show something, or you go home.
So, right. I know. So true, right? I mean, that's how it should be everywhere.
Yeah. You know, and I think, you know, the thing is, we have in this city, it's developed in a way to where we're a large city, and it's happened in a short period of time, really becoming a large southern city to being a large city in terms of the world's landscape. And so, but I want to figure out now, who is the ideal person, you know, at what stage, and when would they need to come to you?
Sure. So it's really somebody, as I said, that takes their content seriously and wants to monetize it. So, you know, we absolutely work with a one-off film, things like that. But really where our sweet spot is if you have a suite of films or a suite of web series, things like that. Maybe you have a video podcast that you're doing week after week, and you have a back-end product that you're selling or consulting that you're selling. That's a good product for Binge because we can push it into new audiences. It's really for, you know, that person that gets the value of smart TV, that gets the value of, you know, Roku with 40 million subscribers. And now Apple TV has just kind of hit it out of the park with some of their new programming. Finally,
I know,
like,
right?
It's been decades, you know, watching them. And I've gotten sucked into a few of their newer shows, and I'm amazed because they're, you know, the content that we're used to now on Netflix and Amazon and all these other places. So it's for people that see the value of that industry and also want to get in. It's not even really on the ground floor anymore. We're really, it's, you know, the rocket ship has taken off.
It is.
But it's, you know, it's midway. It's like when the chargers are falling off, like it's there. And so we want to help elevate those people that are seeing that and want to be a part of that and take it to the next level. You know, we just closed some important partnerships with Power Media, with Tiki Live, who has 1.3 million downloads, where now they're going to stream all of our content, and many, many more that are coming to the table. And so it seems like, at least for us in our 5 years of business, we're going into year five, it's, you know, it's just like magnets. You know, people are coming to us, oh, we want your content. And so that's really fun. So it's for that creator that wants to get in on that.
I was just at an event yesterday, and we had We did like 10 different shows in one day. And it was, and they were just giving us, I mean, they were just putting out some amazing content. And I was telling them, I said, content is king, yeah. You know, and people, these stations, they need content. Yeah. They need this. I mean, you know, you would think, oh, I need them, but they actually need you. Almost they just as do. Much, maybe more than you need them.
It's so true. That's such a good point. Content is king, right? And you hear that and you produce a web series or you produce a film, but then what? Like, then content what? Is only king if people watch it.
That's correct. And you're right.
Yeah. And so that's really where we've, you know, been able to corner that market is like, hey, we can get people to watch it.
Watch
and
it.
Now everybody, you know, we've evolved so many times as a business model because we just see a different trend. And you're right. This last year, people want the content. They keep coming to us and saying, hey, can we, you know, pay you to syndicate on this platform? Well, of course, you know,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Great for our creators. But that is a big focus into 2020 is aggregating the content and getting it shared on other platforms. And then also leveraging the power of our community. We have over 200 content creators now on the platform and getting them to broadcast the content. Because if I'm watching a video, you know, of your show yesterday and it's on his website, he's getting paid, you're getting paid. The business, you know, so it's good for everybody. And that's really, again, that's a lot of fun. And we're really starting to see that trend speed up.
So now I want to know about what you do for the company specifically and then what your team looks like.
Yeah, so I do a little bit of everything.
Okay.
I am the founder.
Okay,
so
great.
I created it. I was the host of the initial talk show.
What was the name of the initial talk show?
It was called the Ask Bon Bon Show.
Okay, Ask Bon Bon Show. I like it.
I think I've removed most of the 700 clips. It's so embarrassing when you look back at where you started. You know,
I like that.
You think you're all like the end all be all lights, camera, action. I'm like, oh my God, that's mortifying. but, you know, it got us to where we are today.
Yeah. Don't despite humble beginnings.
Yeah, so oh gosh, now I lost my train of thought. So yeah, so that's what I do is a lot of everything. You know, I negotiate the contracts with the bigger media outlets. Right.
Okay.
Now we're really focused on Tiki Live and on Power, and of course our continued partnership with Glue TV, which develops our Roku apps. I manage the sales team. We have a full-time developer that's constantly managing the content, getting it to where it needs to go. We use a centralized platform to syndicate to all 100. So there's a lot of, you know, there was a lot of development early days that went into that. No one can quite figure out what we do. All the tech people, they're like, wait, what are you doing? I'm like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
You know, I just know that when a video goes on our platform, it's, you can find it tomorrow in China and Kachang Media. You can find it on Roku tonight. You can find it on Apple. But so a lot of that I had to develop and I guess produce or whatever you direct.
Yeah.
I manage all of our accounting accounts, you know, just sort of overseeing everything and then jumping in at all, you know, it's firefighting. There's always something going on or something exciting happening. And so I'm involved in all those pieces.
Wow. So what is the one thing that you all need to continue to grow? Is it more team members? Is it more people on your more content creators? Like, tell me about that.
A couple of things. I mean, we always need more content creators. That's a given because that's really the engine of what drives the viewers to want to watch binge and drives revenues and all of that stuff. And then we need more viewers. You know, just like anything else, the more people you have viewing the content, the better it is. We're adding in some viral capabilities. We, like I said, we have a widget that we can give you to put the content on your site to get more viewers. So we're always looking for ways for partnerships even to, you know, come in and say, hey, we can take you to the next level because of XYZ. We're just always committed to monetizing the content. It goes back to that core. So whatever helps do that, whether it's new creators, new viewers, new partnerships, we're always looking for that.
Okay, that's great. So how do people get in touch with you?
Yeah, so our website is the best way, bingenetworks.tv. Mm-hmm. On the top right, there's an application. You can find our media kit there that lists everything that we've talked about. You can also apply for a channel, and one of our producers will contact you and go through the best ways to monetize. And that's it. All of our contact details are there.
That's awesome. I have three last questions for you.
Okay.
And and number one is, where do you see Binge Networks in the next 5 years?
So continued growth, absolutely. We want to be the source for the series creator. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we want to be, as I said, that in between a Netflix and YouTube that people, it's a household name that they know, oh, you got to get on Binge. And, or, you know, we want you telling you that you made, you know, $10,000 this month on commissions. That's where we want to grow the company. And that's what we want to be known for.
Yeah, that's awesome. And my last two questions are, what was your biggest mistake as an entrepreneur in this space or just period? It doesn't have to even be with this business. And then what was your biggest win?
Oh my goodness. So many mistakes to pick one. I feel like, I mean, what day, right? You're always making mistakes as an entrepreneur. I think for me, it would honestly be trusting the wrong people, meaning in the early days, you know, you're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and everybody comes to you with this solution or this idea or this thing that's going to like
take it to the next level.
And, you know, I fell for a few of those. And then I just really realized, no, like my way is the right way. And it's slow and steady wins the race and, you know, keep working. And in the beginning days, I worked like 16, 17 hours a day, six, 7 days a week. Sometimes, you know, at the first year, I think I had 7 days off the entire year.
Wow.
So that is that was a big learning. Thankfully, it's not like that anymore. And I think the biggest win has just been continued growth year after year. We've doubled in sales every year. We've doubled in, not even doubled, I don't even know the percentage of content brought to the platform. And the bigger partnerships, like I said, with Shoreline Entertainment, which we have the Gatebreaker channel, and we have IndieCan Films, and we have Yoga Fit and Calm Pilates and things like that, Ultimate Pilates. And so those are really big wins for us. And that feels so good to go from, you know, just like, hey, does anyone want to come to our platform?
Yeah.
To like really doing big deals, you know, big contracts coming in on DocuSign. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, right, right,
you're
right.
Reading through it.
Yeah.
So that's been really fun. And that's a lot, you know, this last year has really brought a lot of that.
Wow, that's amazing. Listen, you are on your way and we're excited to see what Binge is going to be. I mean, I'm really excited. I mean, now that I know about this, I'm going to be sharing it with people.
Thank you.
And you're doing some great things. And then the fact that you have just continued to refine it and get and move and keep going, you know, this is such an interesting industry that to be in it and be doing this for that long and still rolling, that's a great accomplishment.
Thank you.
And so we want to say continue, and we will look forward to seeing the great things that Bonnie and Binge are going to be doing across the world. So
thank you
so much. And this is JR McNair with Velocity Radio.